Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of the LifePoint Church Drivecast. My name is Chrissy Lowe, and I'm the Missions Director for LifePoint. We are continuing our study of the Sermon on the Mount from the book of Matthew. We're calling this series Kingdom Citizen, and the main idea is that only one kingdom can last forever. So again, let's take a look at the end of Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus is instructing his listeners to not resist evil and to love their enemies. I have to imagine, if I were standing in the crowd, Jesus' words would have been wildly uncomfortable. See, his listeners were well acquainted with persecution and oppression from Roman powers in that day. And I imagine these words to not resist would have felt scandalous. If you and I were among them, and if we were honest, we'd be hearing perhaps the exact opposite of what we expected and what we would have wanted to hear him say. But that seems to be the ways of Jesus's kingdom. This kingdom that he was ushering in, it was and is set apart, unique, different from any kingdom that had been known, including the one that we live in today. Jesus's kingdom does not align with how we would do things ourselves. In fact, it was being ushered in to redeem what it was that humanity in its fallen state had done. If we are to represent this kingdom, Jesus's kingdom, what exactly is he asking us to do in response to evil? Is he asking us to be doormats? Is he asking us to simply not retaliate? I think he was and is calling his followers to something far more disruptive than non-retaliation. Jesus is calling his listeners to a very intentional and active response. We are to respond to our enemies with love. And what is so incredible is that as the story goes on, we see that Jesus was not asking his followers to do anything that he wasn't willing to do himself. Because the day came when he was face to face with enemies, with evil, that humiliated, beat him, whipped him, rejected and shamed him, forced him to carry the cross that he would hang on. But he chose love in the midst of suffering unimaginable. I hope you take time today to sit honestly with this invitation to love your enemy, to reflect on which kingdom is it that you're living for? In which kingdom do you reflect to others? Because we're in a time where we are facing evil. Destruction and division is all around us. And how are we responding? Do our words dismiss people? Or do we seek to affirm the image of God in them? Do our responses seek to bring shame or to restore honor? Do you cling to your rights or do you lay them down for the sake of another? Do you seek to tear down or to build up? Jesus's kingdom is different. And you and I, we are called to be different as well. Let's pray. Lord, our hearts have so much to grieve in these days. The world around us, our culture, our country, it's pained, it's broken, and it's divided. And we as your church are faced with incredible temptation to join them. But you call us to a different way, a way that stands in defiance against the evil that seeks to assault and destroy your creation. You invite us to join you in your redemptive work of establishing your kingdom in its midst. Holy Spirit, search our hearts. Compel us towards love and grace, towards honor and restoration. Help us to see and to taste and to know that your kingdom is at hand and it is better than anything we could possibly create for ourselves. May we learn to love like you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Have a great day, guys.